Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of feelings, reacting before you even know what hits you? We've all been there. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get swept up in the storm of daily life, and sometimes those old emotional triggers can really knock us off balance. But what if I told you that you don't have to be at the mercy of your emotions? What if I said there was a way to navigate those tricky triggers with more awareness and grace? That's exactly what we're diving into today, learning how to use mindful awareness as our superpower against emotional triggers. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build resilience, stay grounded, and reclaim your power over your emotions. Firstly, understand your triggers. It's like figuring out the secret language of your own emotional landscape. What specific situations, people, or thoughts tend to send your emotions into overdrive? Is it a certain type of criticism, a particular social setting, or maybe even a recurring news story that throws you off? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and prepare yourself mentally. Think of it like knowing the layout of a haunted house. If you know where the scares are, you're less likely to be completely spooked. Secondly, breathe, buddy. When you feel those triggers pulling at you, take a deep, conscious breath. It sounds simple, but consciously slowing down your breath can interrupt that automatic emotional response and create space for more mindful thinking. It's like hitting the pause button on a runaway train, giving yourself time to regain control. Thirdly, challenge your thoughts. Those intense emotions often stem from our internal dialogue, those little voices in our heads that can be either our biggest cheerleaders or harshest critics. When you feel triggered, pay attention to what those voices are saying. Are they being realistic? Are they helpful? Often, we fall into patterns of negative thinking that fuel our emotional reactions. By actively challenging those thoughts, questioning their validity, and looking for alternative perspectives, we can break free from the cycle of negativity. Fourthly, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial, folks. Remember, everyone gets triggered sometimes. It's a natural part of being human. When you find yourself reacting to a trigger, don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, offer yourself some kindness and understanding. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would extend to a good friend going through something tough. Finally, remember that mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to develop those skills of awareness and emotional regulation. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. Every step you take towards mindful awareness brings you closer to living a more balanced and fulfilling life. Let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague gives you unsolicited feedback on a project. It stings a little, right? You feel that familiar surge of defensiveness or frustration. Instead of immediately reacting, take a moment to breathe, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that this person might be coming from a place of wanting to help. You could even reframe the situation by seeing it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, navigating emotional triggers isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing the awareness and tools to respond with intention rather than reacting impulsively. By embracing mindful awareness, you can reclaim your power, build resilience, and create a life that feels more balanced, authentic, and fulfilling. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional triggers with grace and wisdom. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? How do you usually cope? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocol for more tips and tricks on living a happier, more balanced life. Until next time, stay mindful, stay awesome, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.